Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 47. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 22. Northwest winds still gusting as high as 25. Some sunshine on Tuesday with our high of 41 and partly cloudy over Tuesday night with a low of 23. Still sunny on Wednesday with our high of 44 and freezing rain possible throughout Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Supreme Court Justice Marla Luckert has created a new initiative called the Kansas Rural Justice Initiative Committee, where they say the goal is to examine legal needs for rural Kansans related to the lower ratio of the amount of attorneys available in the population in contrast to urban communities.
The goal for this initiative is to bolster the availability of attorney services in rural Kansas. Long term, we believe that means promoting the growth of the attorney population in rural Kansas.
That audio from WIBW, where they say 43% of Kansans live in rural areas across the state, but only 20% of Kansas attorneys actually live in those communities. And State Senator Elaine Bowers says it's been an issue they've been trying to address for a while.
Going back about 14 years, when Governor Brownback came in, he established the RAW zones, rural opportunity zones, first noticing the rural decline of over 10% of counties in this area.
Mid-America Network News. No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/FraudWatch Network. Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here. Kansas Bureau of Investigations Director Kirk Thompson has officially announced his retirement effective on January 10th of 2023. KWCH News reports that he served in the role for 11 years and joined the KBI as a special agent back in 1979. Thompson had grown up in Great Bend and first served as a deputy with the Barton County Sheriff's Department back in 1976 before moving to Topeka to join the KBI. Attorney General Derek Schmidt had appointed Thompson to be the 12th director of the KBI, and during his time had served on the Kansas Commission of Peace Officer Standards and Training, the Kansas Humane Trafficking Advisory Board, the Midwest High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Executive Board, the Kansas Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Advisory Board, and the Kansas Commission on Emergency Planning and Response. In other news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, along with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, have issued a public health alert for a group of summer sausage products that are sold here in the state of Kansas and Missouri that may be contaminated with foreign materials. KSNT News reports that the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service says the summer sausage products may have contained a plastic.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the High Plains Christmas officially takes place this weekend on December 3rd between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Legacy of the Plains Museum. As NBC Nebraska Scott's Bluff reports, the festival will be featuring ornament making, horse-drawn wagon rides, along with a free lunch and trees along the trails.
Nonprofits from all over the area come out, decorate a tree, and then you can buy a ticket for $1 and vote for your favorite tree. And we encourage stuffing the ballot. So buy as many votes as you want to, and then 50% or 50 cents goes to the nonprofit, and then the additional 50 cents goes to the museum. So it's a really great way to find out about nonprofits in the area and also support them, but support the museum as well.
That was David Wolf, the executive director of Legacy of the Plains on NBC Nebraska Scotts Bluff. They say the Yuletide lights are set for $5 for members and $3 for children. Non-members are $15 and $5 for children.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard a request from the Public Works Administrator to name a small stream that flows into Marshall County from Nebraska. The proposed name is Little Mission Creek. It was currently unnamed and flows into Balderson Township for about a half mile before flowing into Mission Creek. They consulted with Balderson Township officers who don't feel the township is opposed to the name. It's reported the health department buildings in Marysville have been leveled and fill-in work is in progress. Commissioners approved hiring Grant Duncan as deputy sheriff and approved several purchase requests from the sheriff's office, including a whole-body scanning system in the amount of $164,000 to be paid out of American Rescue Plan funds, 11 new body cameras in the amount of $51,000, 10 car cameras in the amount of $90,000, The county attorney has a fund to assist with these payments. Rumble strips were recently installed at the Hanover Junction on K-148 at U.S. Highway 36. The measure in response to public concerns regarding a number of accidents, including several fatalities at the intersection. Initially, Kansas Department of Transportation had indicated the location did not meet criteria for rumble strips, but they did increase signage. Local state legislators led a conversation with the agency, which prompted the change after crash data and factors were considered. Representatives with the Meadowlark Extension District came before Nemahal County Commissioners last week concerning construction of new offices, advising they're probably a year out from moving into their new office space. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week continued discussion on a bridge project on the state line south of Barnston. Marshall County Public Works and Commissioner Fritz Blaske said there's been a lot of previous back and forth discussion and they wanted to speak with the board directly. Gage County Highway Superintendent stated there are permanent easements on the property. Cost of a new bridge was estimated at $193,000 2 years ago. A local resident talked about the easement that's in effect and the number of semis using it from the Kansas property. County attorneys will look at maps and easements with adjacent landowners' legal counsel. The agreement regarding maintenance of roads between Gage and Marshall counties needs to be updated. That was originally done back in the 1990s. Gage County supervisors voted for a special meeting December 21st at 8:30 a.m. to consider bids for bridge repair to a structure on West Dogwood Road. An apparent drowning at Centralia Lake was reported Friday morning. Sabetha Fire Department Water and Ice Rescue Units responded around 11:30 a.m. to assist in a rescue that later became a recovery effort. Centralia and Seneca Fire Departments also responded with assistance from Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. The lake was closed to the public and reopened Saturday afternoon. Further details regarding the incident are to be released Monday. Loetta B. Mollenbrink, age 91 of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Cemetery, Bremen. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Loetta Mollenbrink. Dr. Robert A. Griffin, senior, age 85, of Frankfort, passed away December 2nd. Funeral service will be held Monday, December 19th, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort, burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, December 18th, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Dr. Robert Griffin, Sr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a hamburger with baked beans, pea salad, and applesauce. Tomorrow, chicken noodle soup, ham salad sandwich, celery and carrots, mandarin oranges, and cake. KNDY News Time 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville reminds everyone that during this busy holiday season, they will have cakes, pies, and cookies that you can pre-order for your holiday meal. If a trip out of the house is calling, Empty Cup is open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5, and Sunday, 7 until 2. Holiday greetings from the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures staying either at or above average throughout most of this week. A system will start to move through over Wednesday night going into Thursday, bringing a chance for some freezing rain and rain showers. But conditions will clear up pretty quickly throughout Thursday night and heading into Friday. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 40s. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 50s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying a bit cooler overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 30s. Northeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. And a slight chance for some freezing rain over Wednesday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early December 46, record high on this date 72, the average low 25 and the record low 3 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:32, sunset this evening at 5:05. It's 28 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 5th of December. KNDY News Time 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's Meats in Belleville, 785-955-2322 to book your spot before they're filled. Check out their Facebook for full pricing and information. With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's in Belleville, 785-955-2322.
Cowboys put a beat down on the Colts, and Cooperstown gets one new member. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Dallas hosted Indianapolis on Sunday Night Football. Dallas was up 21-19 heading into the fourth quarter. Dak Prescott connected with Michael Gallup to begin the rout.
First and goal, Prescott in the gun, right side fade, Gallup, touchdown!
The call on 105.3 The Fan. Dallas erupted for 33 unanswered fourth quarter points thanks to a few Indy turnovers. Cowboys demolished the Colts 54-19. Major League Baseball will induct just one new member into the Hall of Fame, 1995 World Series champion Fred McGriff. Over 19 big league seasons with five different clubs, McGriff launched 493 home runs among his 2,493 hits. This means dubious home run king Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling are denied admission to the Hall of Fame once again. Back to the NFL, the Chiefs were on the road taking on the Bengals. Fourth quarter, up 24-20, KC looked to take control of the game. Patrick Mahomes found Travis Kelce, who had a big game, until a Bengals defender forced a fumble and recovered. Joe Burrow immediately found Chris Evans.
Ja'Marr Chase is in the backfield next to Burrow. Burrow wants to throw, short pass, caught at the five. Boom. Chris Evans into the end zone.
The call on WLW, that was the difference. The Bengals beat the Chiefs 27-24. 49ers backup quarterback Brock Purdy. Who? Brock Purdy took over after Jimmy Garoppolo broke his foot and did not miss a beat. San Francisco throttling Miami 33-17. The Giants and Commanders finished in a 20-all tie. Philadelphia blew out the Tennessee Titans 35-10 to run its record to a league-best 11-1. On the hardboard courts of the NBA, the Celtics ended the Nets' four-game winning streak with a 103-92 decision. Anthony Davis scored 55 points, and the Lakers made it three wins in a row, beating the Wizards 131-19. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
CJ Express Stores in Marysville and Frankfort wish everyone a happy holiday season. Make CJ your last stop before you hit the road. With friendly and helpful staff, snacks, drinks, and premium dino fuel. Now save even more when you download the new CJ Go app. Safe travels from CJ Express with locations in Marysville and Frankfort.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Good Monday morning to you. Dan O'Brien, K-State grains economist, recently sat down with K-State's podcast, Ag Today, to talk about the cash markets in the state of Kansas.
Yes, on Thursday, corn market closed down across the board about 5 or 6 cents. The upfront beef contract, beef 22, which is entering into the delivery period, dropped 12 cents. So interesting how, as we began the end of contract time frame, but that front month lowered, the pressures to do that in terms of how the delivery mechanism is working out. The same thing is happening for Deuce 22 hard red winter wheat, Kansas hard red winter wheat, traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. We didn't see quite the extraordinary drop off for the front month, but that generally Deuce closed at 903. March, now the lead contract for hard red winter wheat in terms of what elevators are doing their basis bids off of, at 890 and a quarter. I should also say March 23 for corn was 660. And for soybeans, we were down 38 to 39 cents. There was a time, Jeff, when we dropped 38 to 39 cents on the markets, and we'd wonder if the sky is falling. But now that's almost the type of volatility that we're not that surprised by that nowadays. So when you look at that rolling in terms of lead contracts for what elevators are doing and for their basis calculations, has affected cash prices out in the country and has affected basis bids. Still strong prices, but like for corn in the Northwest Kansas, Colby 760 for corn, 755 in Salina, 721 top bid in Topeka, Garden City 801, Hutchinson 760.
And that's Dan O'Brien, K-State grain economist, talking about the cash prices around the state of Kansas. Let's look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
This year's drought makes optimism difficult, but historical trends show promise for 2023. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State range scientist Keith Harmony summarizes drought data dating back to the 1930s.
Since those early 1940s, we've had almost 80 years of production data on pastures and linking that with weather. That dry period of the mid-1950s occurred in the middle of a long-term grazing study, and so that drought year of 1956 is basically a landmark as being our driest year on record, and it coincided with our driest pasture yield. So that time period in the 1950s is pretty critical for us to look back and to see what happened.
Harmony explains how the drought and prior use of pastures could affect next year's yields.
I look back at that very severe drought year of 56 and at what happened then in 57. In 1957, we had above average precipitation return. So what occurred was we had above average production in every single one of our treatment pastures following that drought year of 1956. So even though we had our driest year on record the prior year, we were able to get yields that were above average the next year because we had above average precipitation return. Now, the level of those yields were basically determined by prior use or history of those pastures. The moderate stock pasture had higher production than the heavy stock pasture, and the light stock pastures had greater production than the moderate stock pastures. So it was the precipitation that we received in 1957 that determined whether or not we would have above average yields or not. But it was the prior use that determined what the ceiling or limit of that yield was.
Harmony goes on to discuss the 3 months that dictate annual production.
The precipitation that we receive in April, May, and June are the best predictors of how much production we will have at the end of that season. So one thing that producers can do is track the precipitation that they receive in April, May, and June, and use the end of each one of those months as sort of a trigger time period to determine whether or not they should start implementing some sort of a drought plan for their pastures. What we see in 2023 is going to be largely determined by the amount of precip that we receive in April, May, and June. One thing I want to point out is that in that 1956 year, April, May, and June precipitation was about 3 inches combined. In 1957, it was about 12 inches, and the amount of production was about 4 times the yield that was received in 1956. So that April, May, and June time period is really critical for determining how much forage production we're going to have.
That was Keith Harmony, K-State range scientist, summarizing historical precipitation data and how it translates to today. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Good morning, Dennis Fenricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday, and a good Monday it is, and we've got a great set of cattle. Well, we're talking cattle. Let's talk about the markets. Finished up last Thursday at 157 to 159 in Nebraska on the case, 248 to 249 on the carcass. So good markets for the beef maker. Today, 10 o'clock, and then at high noon, we will get into the hay department. 25 of the alfalfa square bales, fourth cut. Prairie Brome mix, there's 100, and there is 30 straw. In the round prairie, there's 26 bales. In the round CRP, there's 12 bales. Round native brome, there's 12, and they weigh 18.05. In the cow-calf department, folks, we got a Hertford family, six-year-old. She's got 11-8 red white-faced calf at side. There's 10 black families, 5 to 7-year-old, with 70-day-old black and Charley calves at side. In the bred cow department, there's 7 black and black baldy bred cows running age to broken mouth. They're going to be bred to Sim Angus, and they're going to calve January 18th. In the calf department, we'll have about 7 head of heading calves. They're going to be coming off cows this morning. The quality is very good on those kind of calves. And we'll be on those there right at 12:30 here today. Well, in the way-up division, folks, the quality is high. The cattleman is doing a great job out there when everything but 2 bunches is going to be weaned and preconditioned. So that is the story. And we're going to start with Peterson out of Wilbur, 8 black and red steer and heifers at 300 to 400. Bartles out of Steiner, 11 Black Baldy, Red Baldy. They're going to be steering heifers at 600. Zobek out of Milligan's got a nice package of 8 Red and Black, steering heifers at 4 to 500. George Schmidt out of Tecumseh, 30 Black and Red, steering heifers are coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. The Reeves Arms calves are going to be 36 Black and Red, steering heifers at 4 to 550. Delabar's out of Beatrice, 18 Black heifers are going to weigh 575 to 600. Hayek calves out of Claytonia is going to be 9 Black, steering heifers are going to weigh 700. The good cattle out of Walton, folks. Retzlaff, 23 Black, steering heifers weighing 6 to 850. John and Justin Lender out of Wymore, 49 Black, steering heifers 5.5, 650. C-Matter out of Burchard, 38 Black, steering heifers. They're going to be good at 650. Fossler calves out of Philly, 35 Black, steering heifers weighing 550 to 650. Bob Harden out of Wymore has got a set of 25 Black and Red heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 650. Schlechtemeyer out of Nehaka has got 50 Black and Red, steering heifers 7 to 800. Kenton Trayton Hippen's got an outstanding set out of Virginia. There's going to be 160 Black and Black Baldy, steering heifers at 6 1/4, 7 1/4. Dennis and Justin Hippen, Virginia, 95 head of Black, steering heifers 6 1/2, 8 1/4. Steve Hall's out of Sterling on a Prina Plus program cattle. 65 Black, steering heifers are going to weigh 750 to 900. Naveen Farms out of Adam Super set of 50 Black Seminga steers. They're going to weigh 700 to 800. Matt Mines got a great set of 40 Black, steering heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 750. Resback out of Tobias, 61 Red Angus, steering heifers, 6 to 7 1/4. Wilson out of Bennett's got 35 Black Baldy, steering heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Hum Brueggemann out of Palmyra, 38 Black and Red, steering heifers, 6 to 700. Travis Segert out of Hallam's got 45 Black, steering heifers, going to weigh 7 to 850. Prina Plus program cattle out of Brownville, Sewald, 28 Black and Red, steering heifers, 6 to 700. McClatchy out of Greenwood's got 41 Black steers. They're going to weigh 6 to 650. Fulton calves out of Beatrice are going to be coming off the cow. There's 29 Black, steering heifers, 350 to 600. Stalder out of Humboldt's got 15 Black Shark Cross, steering heifers at 6 to 750. And the Fike cattle out of Pleasant Dales, 10 red steers. They're going to weigh 450. Certainly a great set of calves here today, folks. So give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571.
731 from KNDY, 28 degrees ahead of sunrise, with highs forecast in the middle 40s for today.
It's the Punchline Dominia holiday joke, but we happen to love a well-made fruitcake. We will share a few fruitcake fundamentals on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 5th, the 339th day of the year. Entertainment tycoon Walt Disney was born on this day. It may be the most maligned holiday treat, but there's nothing quite like a freshly made fruitcake that's studded with real fruit, nuts, and complex spices. Here's some advice when making your own. Lightly oil your knife or shears before cutting dates and figs to keep them from sticking. To keep the fruit from getting mushy, use a meat grinder rather than a food processor. And to keep it from clumping, dust the fruit with flour before stirring in. Here's hoping your fruitcake gets rave reviews. No small feat for one of the holiday's most misunderstood treats. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check out our holiday recipe archive at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a devastating blow to the Kansas City Chiefs over the weekend as they fell to the Cincinnati Bengals for the second time, 27-24, with the Bengals scoring their final touchdown midway through the fourth quarter.
First and goal. Backpedaling. Hand wide open at the five. And it's a touchdown for Chris Evans, who's barely seen the field. He comes in and scores the go-ahead touchdown.
Kansas City was unable to answer that last touchdown at going into the end of the game. But with the loss, the Chiefs are still atop the AFC West right now, sitting 9-3 overall for the season. The Bengals are tied for number one in the AFC North at 8-4. Kansas City stays on the road for another Sunday afternoon game as they go to another rival next Sunday in Denver, taking on the Denver Broncos. The Broncos are opposite right now of the season record for the Kansas City Chiefs, sitting at the bottom of the AFC West with a record of 3-9. That kickoff on Sunday next week at 3 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball finals in girls' play. Sabetha took Marysville 37-20. Rock Creek over Clay Satter 37-27. Beloit topped Concordia 36-29 and Smoky Valley over Abilene 73-39. Twin Valley League girls' action. Frankfort took Pawnee City 59-12. Donovan West over Axtell 49-26. Washington County girls topped Lynn 53-50. Nemaha Central over Centralia 54-37. Riverside beat Troy, and Blue Valley took Wetmore. Boys action, Sabetha beat Marysville 50-44. Rock Creek in overtime outlasted Clay Center 55-53. Concordia down Beloit 51-48. Abilene over Smoky Valley 73-52. Pawnee City took Frankfort boys 60-44. Axtell over Donovan West 61-29. Lynn boys down Washington County 40-23. Centralia took Nemaha Central. Troy down Riverside and Blue Valley took Wetmore. Marysville wrestlers opened the season Saturday in Riley County, defeating Smoky Valley 54-22, losing to Andover 39-21, with wins over Minneapolis 48-27, Clay Center 40-31, and finally falling